Simpson, Abby Winiger. Tacoma Park, Maryland, July 22, 1904. Dr. Abby Winiger Simpson, Los Angeles, California. My dear sister, today I received and read your very cheering letter. For the good news which it contained, I praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Your description of the work being done in Los Angeles agrees with the representations that God has given me. The delay in beginning this work has been very painful to me, but if the work is now carried on in earnest faith, if the truth as it is in Jesus is magnified, if wise personal efforts are made, many souls will be brought from darkness to light. What a work might have been done many years ago! But I thank the Lord for the favorable beginning that has now been made. In the visions of the night, I was bearing a message to our churches, pointing out the work that as believers we should at once take up. I related some things that were presented to me in Nashville just after I had returned from Huntsville. A school for colored people is being carried on in Huntsville, but I was greatly pained while there to see the poverty-stricken condition of the institution. I knew from previous presentations that this was displeasing to God, and that the school was not accomplishing that which He designed it to accomplish. I resolved to bear a plain, clear-cut testimony to our people, telling them that the money spent in the adornment of dress is a misappropriation of God's money lent us to use in the advancement of His work. Here are our ministers and physicians and missionaries. They labor hard and earnestly, but often they are greatly hindered in their work because the treasury is empty, and they cannot have the facilities necessary for the greatest success of their labors. To us has been entrusted the work of proclaiming the last message of mercy to be given to our world, the message that is to prepare a people to stand in the day of God. Do we realize our accountability? Are we acting our part in the proclamation of this message? When I see our people spending money for needless trimmings, needless furnishings, I think of Jesus. He might have come to this world adorned with the glory of His kingly power, but He chose a life of self-denial and sacrifice. He came to this world in the garb of humanity. Those who follow in His footsteps will remember that every dollar they can spare is needed in the work that God has said shall be done in this world. When in Nashville, I saw Brother and Sister Hansen trying in every way to do the greatest amount of good in the city, fitting up a few rooms in which to give treatment, economizing, and not sparing themselves, I felt like weeping. I thought, oh, what a great work might be accomplished if every Seventh-day Adventist family would do their utmost in God's service. Brother and Sister Hayward also are working earnestly to carry forward medical missionary work in Nashville. I visited them at the place in which, for the present, they are carrying on their sanitarium work. The house is not at all suitable for their work, and I longed that they might have a better building where they could accomplish much more with less effort. Brother and Sister Hayward and their helpers are doing their best. They make the facilities that they have go as far as they will, but they must have a more suitable building for their work. Elder Butler and Elder Haskell and my son Edson are in Nashville, trying to advance the work among the white and the colored people. I bore my message in the new church that has recently been built for the colored people, and the Lord blessed me in speaking. When our sisters are buying and making up their own and their children's garments, let them think of the work in the Lord's vineyard that is still waiting to be done. It is right to buy good material and to have it carefully made. This is economy. But rich trimmings are not needed, and to indulge in them is to spend for self-gratification money that should be put into God's cause. Schools and sanitariums and meeting houses are needed in the South. The people there must be warned. To my sisters who are inclined to spend much in trimming their clothes, I would say, deny yourselves
and put the money thus saved aside to send to the help of those who need help so much. Let the self-denial boxes sent out by the Southern Missionary Society be kept in plain sight in the homes of our people. My sisters, remember that Christ clothed his divinity with humanity and came to this world to uplift fallen human beings, that they might stand on vantage ground, thus escaping the corruption that is in the world through lust. He gave his all to the work that he came to do, and his word to us is, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew 16, verse 24. So shall he be my disciple. See John 15, verse 8.
Remember too the words of the apostle, "Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price." 1 Peter 3, verse 3-4. Let us take heed to God's words of warning, lest at any time we let them slip, and our hearts become evil hearts of unbelief. Just as soon as those who know the truth put away their unbelief and practice the self-denial enjoined in the Word of God, the message will go with power. God will hear our prayers for the conversion of souls. God's people will let their light shine forth, and unbelievers, seeing their good works, will glorify our Heavenly Father. I call upon every church member to remember that we who are working in Washington are in need of your stretching your hands toward heaven and pleading with the Lord to put his Spirit upon every worker, imbuing them with his rich grace. Here is Elder Daniels bearing heavy responsibilities and putting to the tax every power of mind and body to advance the work. He needs each day the healing, reviving power of the Holy Spirit. It is your prayers we need, as well as your gifts. Both are essential, but your prayers are of the greatest importance. Do not let us forget God, but, like Joshua, who was placed at the head of a migrating nation and was burdened with heavy responsibilities, resolve to serve God and Him alone. As for me and my house, he declared, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24, verse 15. Oh, let every believer ask God to give special help to the workers in Washington, that no wrong moves may be made, that there may be no extravagance in the outlay of means. We need the meekness of the Redeemer. I pray that we may all put on Christ, wearing the robe of his righteousness. Our sanitariums are to be furnished suitably, but all extravagance is to be avoided. While one institution might launch out into extra elegance, others might not be able to obtain the needed facilities. Those in charge of our sanitariums are to work unselfishly, keeping in mind the other sanitariums that are to be established and that may be in need of assistance. We sincerely hope that in Southern California, the work will make decided advancement. Two properties for sanitarium work have now been purchased and will be ready for use as soon as they are furnished. We feel so thankful for the sanitarium property in San Diego. I am sure that when the building there is provided with facilities, it will do a good work. And I praise the Lord that those who have been carrying on sanitarium work in Los Angeles will soon be able to move into more comfortable quarters. May the Lord bless you and the rest of your family. I hope that when we return to California, we shall have the privilege of seeing you and talking with you. Love to each member of the family.